Welcome to the art of going your own way. Yeah, the heater's on because it's cold. Oh, I recorded a video last night and or audio, and I listened to it. Man, there were a lot of frickin' Effenheimers in there and swear words. Oh, it had good nuggets of wisdom in there. I'll try to recap some of it on this audio and just post it and try to cut down on the swearing, because, you know, I got a sailor's mouth sometimes. Let's see. Well, all right. Mom. Holy crap. That has been a journey and a struggle, because, you know, she's got Parkinson's and some issues going on, and I've had to basically play the bastard and whip her into shape and say, I don't accept this shit. And it's a constant battle with women. It is. If they have a particular way about them, you're going to be fighting all the time. I don't like to fight. I just like to go live life. And I finally gave her the ultimatum, and I may have said this before. I'm like, listen, if you've given up on life, then we're going to sell the fucking house in spring, and you're going to a freaking nursing home, because I ain't giving up my life, and I'm not living like this. I won't do it. I love you, but I won't do it. You're putting way too many demands on me. But, yeah, oh, you're such a fucking dickhead, you know, you gotta love your parents, and you gotta do everything you can for them. No, no. I told her, I said, listen, it's not like when you bring a child in. You've been on this planet for 70X number of years, and, you know how to do this shit. You're just saying, I need help on everything. I'm not your fucking servant. And you know what? You got money. You want somebody to wait on you hand and foot? Go hire a service. I'll help you pick one out. And notice how shit changes. Well, I don't want to do that. You know, okay. Well, then you need to come into alignment. You need to accept where you are in life. And yes, it sucks. You have pain in your feet, yet you have this sometimes, but you got to go through what you got to go through. And if you're going to take away from my life, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to be your slave, okay? You need a little bit of help here and there, I'm willing to do it. You want me to do everything for you, and by God, they push the fucking limit. I ain't doing it. So your buddy snapped, and he's like, you know what? Fine. You want to live like this? We're selling the fucking place in spring. I'll fucking figure out what I'm going to do. I've been looking for places in Florida anyways. I'm just going to fucking move away and not deal with this shit. Florida, Louisiana, somewhere on the Gulf Coast where your buddy can go down to the shore and catch some decent seafood and eat for pretty much fucking cheap. Okay? Because I like seafood, man. Anyways, tonight at the watering hole, they had a meat raffle. I spent $25 to win about $50, $60 worth of meat. And here's the kick-ass thing. I went in tonight, I put in $40 into pull tabs, and I won $252. So I tipped 12, put that 40 in, I'm up 200. Boom! I paid $25 to win the meat raffle, and I had a couple of beers. So, pays to drink at the watering hole. What can I say? Sometimes, you know, I've been on a little bit of a downstroke of luck. But it's picked up again. I went through where I probably donated $300 to $400 But now I'm back up again. So overall, your buddy makes more than he puts in. Sometimes you gotta expect that. Mercury in retrograde or whatever fucking astrological shit that is. Oh. I thought you weren't gonna be swearing and saying the Effenheimer and stuff. Hey, I just caught myself. It's all right, man. Let it go. Let it go. It's just the way your buddy is. Well, I've been busy. Work, you know, work is work. It is what it is. They're going to have me going around to a bunch of different fucking places. A lot of different beautiful places. And doing wonderful things for people to make money. Anyways. So, last night, I recorded a audio and I was going to put it up. But like I said, a lot of Effenheimers in there. And I'm like, man, you don't need to use the Effenheimers on everything. But it's the way I talk. So I will try to curb my enthusiasm with the swearing and the language and try to be a little more succinct. Yep. Having a smoke right now. Yep, the truck heater's on. Nope, probably won't be walking out and taking a piss again, but you never know. And so I was talking about last night, because, you know, your buddy jumps all over the frickin' place. I was talking about widow and women in general. And I tell you, when you got a woman, you got women all over you. It's just because they're all fucking jealous. And I got women coming up to me and going, you know, I like widow a lot more than you. Of course you do. Because you're a fucking woman. Don't talk to my woman. Don't corrupt my woman. You know? Every once in a while, you might find a decent woman out there. Oh, that's why you haven't been on, because you're in love. You just love widow and you're going to get married and have babies. Too old for babies. I already told widow I'm never getting married again. And you know what? As far as I know, she accepts that. You never... It's like your buddy says. You only go balls deep. I like widow. Hell, I even probably love widow a little bit. But I am not saying I do. I told her I'm never getting married again. You better accept that or you better run. I've told this woman, run away. Because if you want marriage, I ain't the guy. If you want deep commitment, I probably ain't the guy. And yet she still sticks around. I was having a conversation with the boys at the table. Well, they're older than me. Because I'm not young, but I tend to get along better with older people. I'm what you call an old soul, I guess. And one of the guys, Marine, was talking about his wife and comparing his wife to Widow. He's like, well, you give it a little bit and she'll stop doing all this stuff. And I'm like, no, she won't. He's like, yeah, she will. She won't suck your dick anymore. I'm like, yeah, she will. She'll suck my dick and she'll swallow. And when she stops doing that, then bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm not giving up. I could be dead at any point in time. Okay? Or I could live a very long time. Well, you might live alone. And if you're alone and you don't have anybody there, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Don't be a fucking pussy, man. Come to the realization that where you're at in life is by the decisions that you've made and what you've done and how you've lived your life. A woman? A woman? Really? I have not met a woman who is as intelligent as I am. Okay. There's a difference between education and intelligence. I'm a smart motherfucker. Well, you sound like a dumbass to us. Oh, okay. Well, I'll put myself up against other people. With the decisions and what's been dealt with me and how I've recovered and all this shit, you know what? I'm doing pretty fucking good. But I'm not in a competition with you, gentlemen. I'm not. I'm enjoying the life I live. And you know what? Smoke break. I don't have a competition. My only competition is with myself. So Widow and I went out bowling. We have a good time. We went out with some friends and we bowled and stuff. And she was getting a little upset because she wasn't bowling that good. And I'm like, why are you being upset? Don't be upset. All you got to do is work on being better than what you've done before. And sometimes you're going to be shitty. It's a cycle. Don't fucking worry about that stuff. Me? I'm not in competition with anybody else. I'm in competition with myself to keep doing better. Because realistically, unless I'm like going for the gold in the Olympics, which I'll never do, the only one that I'm competing against is myself. Coworkers? I've already been on this planet long enough to know that people are fucking lazy and they'll do the minimum. And now I've kind of, with the street smarts that I have, with the work smarts that I have, I'm done. I'm done working my ass off. I've dropped down to a tenth of what I used to do, and I still soar above the other people that I work with. How fucking sad is that? How sad is that? And the other thing, too, is that the company I work for, the way I look at it, is they tried to fucking murder me. They tried to kill me and bring me into this New World Order bullshit. And I ain't having it. So you know what? I'm just fucking doing the minimum to keep employed to make the maximum amount of money. Oh, I did raise the rates on the side job that I did, and next thing is I'm going to have the conversation. I know I talked about this before, about, you pay me in silver, you pay me the going rate at the time you buy it of X number of dollars per hour or per job, whatever, in silver, or you pay me more in cash because you're paying my fucking taxes. If I even fucking file this year. I'm so sick of it. That we work in a system that takes money out of your checks to pay taxes. And they can't get it fucking right. And then you got to either pay in more or pay in less. Or you get a refund. No. Just do a fucking flat tax. But that'll never happen because this is a corrupt fucking system. There he goes with the Effenheimers again. Sorry. By the way, I'm just going to go back for a second and touch on something that I talked about in the audio I recorded last night but didn't post. And that was about women. And I've had a lot of exposure to people and relationships up at the watering hole. And I keep my eyes open and I look at stuff and I go, ain't no fucking way, ain't no freaking way that I would live like that. I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to be stuck in something that's shit like a lot of people are. Hold on. Marine buddy's talking to me about, you know, give it time, it all wears off, you know, blah blah blah. I'm like, it ain't gonna wear off. He's like, yeah, well, wear off. I'm like, no, it's not. Because the moment she's done sucking dick and swallowing, she's kicked to the curb. I like this woman that I'm with. I like Widow. Never getting married. I told you guys that. How many times? It's about, oh my God, he's a pickup artist. It's about maintaining frame and doing, no. It's about living your life. Your life. And if they're compatible, they'll want to be along for the journey. If they're not compatible, then they're going to want to use you. And if you haven't figured it out yet, weaker people will always latch onto a stronger person and try to bring them down to their level. Never let them soar. Never let them go to a higher level, because they know what they got. They know that you can soar. They know that you can do much better than them. And that's what their fear is. Yep, smoking. Taugyo, you're a dumbass. You're a smoker. Listen, like I said, you can be with a woman. Maintain your autonomy. Maintain your power. Never say I do. Well, that sounds like a sad life. That sounds like you haven't combined two into one. Two into one is a myth. It's a myth and it's a lie. No. You fucking keep being the master of the house. The moment you slip up and fuck up and they get the upper hand, you break that shit off. You break it off. Once you feel like the other person is taking advantage of you and that you better regain your power pretty goddamn quick, and you better go, you know what? You don't respect me anymore. Fuck you. Go your own way. And if they go, okay, I'm going my own way, it wasn't meant to be. Most of the time it ain't meant to be. Like, I learned this one on Red, right? Fucking whore. I still like the woman, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, we exchange the hey, how you doing deal. But these fucking women, man, you know when you're with a bad one, and you better get out of it. But I'm going to be alone. I miss her. I love her. As Pop would say, I love her. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. There are other women out there. Shit, I miss Blondie, the last Blondie I had before Widow. I miss her, but I realize as time goes on just how fucking dumb women are. The older I get, the more I realize how stupid women are. Don't ever fucking give your power up to a woman. They're fucking dumb. They're dumb. Now, I'm going to give Widow a couple of kudos here. She ain't the smartest or brightest bulb on the tree, but she listens. I've given her some financial advice, and she fucking listens. I've said, you need to pay that shit off and not have it hanging in the back of your mind. And she's done certain things. And she still continues to do, and she's like, I'm so happy that you talked me into doing that. I don't have that on my mind. I don't worry about it. I'm like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. The moment they stop listening to you and stop respecting to you, you cut them loose. Go to the streets, bitch. Go back to the streets. Live the whore life you're going to live. Now, on to a different subject that I'll touch on. I really wish I would take the time to cut and splice some of the stuff that I talked about, but it was pretty darn foul, some of the language I was using. And by the way, now I gotta piss again, but we won't necessarily take the trip out to piss. But I was talking about women. And you get a decent woman, And she'll please you because she looks at you and she respects you. She'll suck your dick. She'll swallow. The moment that woman stops swallowing is the moment that you go, you don't respect me anymore. So you know what? I'm cutting you loose. If you would stick with me, you would have a great life. But you are not in control of me. And you never will be. Because you don't have the experience that I have. You haven't taken the time to look at the world and see what the world truly is. So, go fuck yourself. You want to go out there with the beast and tangle with the beast? You go do it. The beast with two backs, that is. I don't know. I haven't talked to you guys for a while, I know. Oh, it's because you're lovey-dovey, and yeah, he's probably planning his wedding, and he's probably going to have a good time, and, you know, and then he's going to live a shit life because he's a dumbass. No. By the way, something that Pop said still sticks with me, and, I can't tell you about it right now. I don't want to talk about it here, but I'm not done with one thing that I need to do. And I got to tell you that I do believe that revenge is a dish best served cold. And I ain't going to let some sleeping dogs lie. You fuck me over, you're going to get it. It may take 5 years. It may take 10 years. But you know what the best revenge is? Is when they don't even fucking expect it. They're like, oh, you know, it's all good. Life is great. Oh, my God. Why is things going so shitty? Why do I have this happening and that happening? I wonder why. No, I'm just going to say to you that the people that have fucked me over in this world, he's not sounding like he's a Christian by saying this. No. Eye for an eye, bitch. Eye for an eye. God damn it. You know what? I'm going to have to take you out because the pressure on my bladder is built up. So you hold on here a second. Yeah, I'm getting out. Walking through a little bit of snow. What do you do? Don't get a lot of snow, but get some. Hold on. I know. Piss time with Talia. What do you want? Well, that's what happens when you drink beer and sit for a while. Have a conversation. I don't want to break everything up and not finish the conversation. So, hold tight. Did you get a good view as you drove by? I hope you did. Yeah, it's windy again. What do you know? Windy and fucking cold. I'm sick of this place. Fucking getting out of here. Hold on. Hold on a second. Just about in. I'm gonna have one more smoke and finish up my conversation with you guys. Oh yeah, like the meat raffle. So yeah, I'll get that out one second here. Played the meat raffle last night. Or tonight, actually. And you're what do I got? I'm sitting on six really kick-ass burgers that have freaking blue cheese in them, and I also got some really thick cut pork chops that are butter garlic chops. So I'm gonna be eating good. People just look at me up there, they yell at me, you fucking meat whore, you always win. It's because I go up and I put my money at risk. Go fuck yourself. I don't always win. Sometimes I pay in. Sometimes I don't win. But tonight, like I said, I won $50-$60 of meat for $25. What do you do? Well, that just means me and my mom are going to eat good for the next couple of days. What day is it today? It's Tuesday. Fucking good. Is it Friday yet? So, yeah, Widow's going to come over. We're going to spend the weekend. We've been going out and bowling and having a good time, enjoying life. And, you know, one of the things about Widow, and this is not a huge red flag, this woman, I don't get red flags off this one. That's because you're blind. You're not looking. No, no. She's can be sensitive sometimes and get a little teary and stuff, like if she's not bowling as good as I am, or and I say to her, honey, it's not a competition with me. Don't think it's a competition with me. I'll never be in competition with you. And in my mind, it's because I'm better than you, so I'm never going to be competing with you. I can only compete with myself. You can only play and compete with yourself. You're not going to be better than me. I'm a man. I have the smarts. I have the intelligence. I make more money than you do. I do a great fucking job in everything I do. I strive for excellence. So don't even try to fucking compete with me. The only thing you can do is try to compete with yourself and do better. Which is exactly what I do. And I already know. Hold on. I already know. That. I'm pretty fucking good at just about everything I do. Oh, don't get me wrong. I can be a dumbass on some things. Making money, I'm good at it. Winning, I'm good at it. I'm a lucky son of a bitch. Oh, you're not lucky all the time. No, I'm not lucky all the time. You gotta have limits on shit. You gotta enjoy life. I ain't taking it all with me. Shit, I got enough shiny objects to last me. I can go through life for probably 2 years without getting a job. But that would be changing my lifestyle, living like a pauper. But I'm used to living like a pauper, so I don't care. You gentlemen, when you let go of living like a pauper and think that you're all that, and that, you know, I'm making all this money, I can live this fucking fabulous lifestyle, that's the trap, and that's where you get fucked, okay? You still live a pauper lifestyle. You enjoy some pleasures here and there. Look at the book. You know, how many times have I said this? For you that have stuck with me for a long time, look at the book of Ecclesiastes. I sought pleasure in women and I found none. I sought pleasure in drink and I found none. I sought pleasure in humor and I found none. Toil, 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 but you die in the end. If you haven't read it, read Ecclesiastes, for God's sakes. God, it's where, for everything there is a season. So many things are plucked out of there. But when you read it in context, you really have a good understanding of life and the measure of life and the things that can happen, the ebb and flow of things. Not putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. You know, this is why I say MGTOW is this double-edged sword. Like, fuck women, fuck them all. You're better off telling them to fuck off. You're cutting off part of your life when you do that. I am not a pickup artist. I'm not telling you what to do. You live you. You do you. I do me. I'm sharing my life here. That was a major theme of the recording that I did last night. You do you. I'm doing me. Somebody comes up to you and go, Talgal, you're a fucking pussy because you're so pussy whipped and you're doing this and you're women. You're just a pickup artist, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. I'm living my life. I'm just sharing things. Again, I tell you this. I'm just sharing things. You know, there's a few of you that we've talked. There's a lot of you that are out there that just listen and go, okay, this guy's fucked in the head, whatever. Yeah, maybe I am. But you know what? When I make it to the end, I'm going to look at my life and go, yeah, I kind of regret that a little bit. But you know what? She was a dumb fucking cunt. And, you know, my children, I tried the best I could. But you know what? Like I told my son, I said, it's got you now. The only way you're going to break free, son, is come to the realization that it's got you. Told him that. So, what do you do? Do you sit here and you hold on to shit in your past and go, oh, God, oh, I miss her. I miss them. I'm just... Or do you fucking live your life and move forward? Do you try the best to be godly, worship God, to not be a piece of shit on this planet? I'd like to address one thing. One of the gentlemen out there that said to me, whoops, hold on. You know, my hopes for Talgal is that he gets born again. Well, you know, I gotta tell you that everything in this world is indoctrination. Everything. And being born again, you know, your definition of me being born again and your definition of born again are completely different. Jesus, the Pharisees, when they approached Jesus and said, well, you hang out with sinners, tax appraisers and assessors and hookers and drunkards and stuff. And Jesus said to them, well, yeah, you people are already righteous. You're already saved. What's your problem? You know, if you think you're saved, you're already saved. What's your problem? It's the people that are out there that need this. So, I know, I get it. Go forth and sin no more. Well, coming in her mouth and making her swallow doesn't sound like you're sinning no more and that you're going to cut her loose the moment she stops sucking your dick and swallowing. That topic's for a little different point here. I'm just telling you, gentlemen, I can't say that it doesn't bother me to have that talked about. My hopes for Talgal is that he's born again in the new year. But I'm not at the same place you are. If you have no sin, then cast that stone at me. You know, you sit there and you watch porn, and you get off to porn, and you think that's all right. I don't watch porn. I was having a conversation with the widow tonight because she came up to the watering hole. She wanted the meat raffle. I wanted the meat raffle. We're all happy. By the way, she's a good fucking cook. And I was having a conversation with widow because there's a lot of good fucking looking women at the watering hole. And I said to her, you know, here's the thing. A woman might have a little nicer body than you. In my eyes, she might be a little prettier than you. Doesn't mean I want to go fuck her. Because let's just say that a lot of these people are ugly on the inside. I know what I got with you. I'm happy. I'm happy to be spending time with you. I'm happy to enjoy life together. You know, he's a fucking pickup artist, framing. No, the only frame you need to have in your fucking life is that you're the master of your life. And that, what does your buddy Taugi always say? You never go deep, you only go balls deep, okay? Because if you haven't learned it yet, that people come into your life for a season and they go out of your life, you know, you might meet somebody that you think you are, like, absolutely head over heels with. After the fact, you review it and you go, I see the problems here and there. Live your life. Enjoy your life. Do good. Worship God. Realize that there were sacrifices made for you to bring you beyond where we're at in this physical realm. Look at the people right now in Canada, the truckers, going, fuck you, we're not going to take it anymore. It's about nullifying this shit in your own life. This collectivism, this for the greater good shit, I've said this before, that is evil. It's evil. You make your own decisions and live your life. And if somebody else tells you, well, you know, you got to do more, you got to do this, you got to give up this, you got to suck my dick. No, fuck you, I ain't sucking anybody's dick for my life. I'm not asking for permission to live. I'm living. And if you want to try to fuck me over, then we got a problem. And that's where you got to get to in your life. We got a problem. Well, I don't know how much more I can spout off on. I've touched on a few of the things that I talked about yesterday. There's some Effenheimers in this. There's some swearing. I try to curb that shit. But I'll have the conversation. Tell you where I'm at. You don't got to agree with me. You can say I'm fucked in the head. I don't care. I like hearing from you guys. I like the comments. I like... If you're going to comment and you think I'm wrong, give me some context and just say, hey. Because I will be open-minded on changing my opinion on some things. Okay? Because I'm living my life. I ebb. I flow. I try to live an agile life, and so should you. Now, with that said, I'm not going to go on any further. You gentlemen have a... holy shit, almost 40 minutes here. You gentlemen have a great evening. Good day. Know your buddy's going to eat good for the next couple of days. I'll never surrender. Oh, he's going to go on. Yes, I'm going to go on. So, Widow asked me if I would do this thing with her in March. And she said, but the thing is, they have a mask requirement and blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. If they have any kind of that bullshit with COVID mask requirements, I'm not doing it. I'm not. Let them drown. Let them die. I'm not fucking doing it. And it upset her a little bit. And she started tearing up. And I said, listen, honey, I hope you know that it's not that I don't want to do this with you, because I would. But I'm not willing to bend the knee at all at this point in time. Fuck them. Let them go under. And she's like, I know that. I just thought it would be nice to do it with you. And I know it's. I'm not upset with you. I'm just upset at the world. And I go, I get that, honey. I get it. Don't you worry about it. The pendulum will swing again. And many people will swing when this is done. Fuck. It is what it is. Now, there, whatever.
39 minutes, 48, 49, 50 seconds, and I'm going to end this on 40 minutes by saying to you gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.